Bank of Cardiff, this is Jill.
Yes, I received a offer in the mail, and I'd like to know some more information about it.
Perfect. What's the 16-digit reservation code?
1-911-3599-0002-3423.
Perfect. I have a GMC Solutions.
Yep.
Okay. And I have a contact name here for Melvin. Is he the owner?
He and I are both the owners.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And who am I speaking to?
Melissa Funk.
Oh, Melissa. Okay.
And I just have some questions, and if this sounds like it'll be a good fit for us, then we'll both get on the phone.
Okay, yeah, sure. What are you looking to do?
Well, I tell you what we're looking for is we're looking for somewhere around $100,000, and
okay.
We need a term loan of 24 to 48 months.
Okay.
Is that something you guys do?
Our longest term goes to 36 months.
Okay, well, that would probably work.
Mm-hmm.
Because this thing I got in the mail, it says fixed rate terms for up to 72 months.
That's for equipment financing. Were you looking for equipment financing or capital?
Yeah, both.
Oh, okay. So we can separate the two. We actually have both programs. So equipment would go for the longer term loan. And then capital, it's usually shorter just because, you know, it's kind of like a bridge loan for you to, you know, buy inventory or whatever.
I'm going to say equipment because that's where 90% of it would go.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Loans, so
okay. Sounds good. Okay. So for equipment, it goes up to usually 5 years. Some special circumstances for, you know, large equipment, it goes up to the 72 that you probably see on the mailer. But what kind of equipment are you looking to purchase?
We sell, lease, rent copiers.
Okay.
And
okay. Do you manufacture yourself, or you have a vendor that you buy from and then you resell it?
We have a vendor. We buy from the manufacturer Rico.
Okay. Okay.
And so is it a monthly payment?
Yes, for equipment monthly.
Just one payment. It's not like a daily payment, right?
No. Daily would be for the capital side.
Okay, yeah. No, we don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so you buy from manufacturer, you resell it, and how much are you looking to purchase?
I'm going to say $100,000.
$100,000.
But we want that term loan because some of these deals are going to take a year or so to get it completed, you know.
I see. It takes a year or two just to, you know, start for it to cash flow
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because they're bidding on it, but
mm-hmm.
it's a really long process.
Oh, okay. Why is that? Is it like a special equipment?
No, they have they still got like some of these customers still have a year left on their current lease that they have with another company, and
okay.
then some of them still have a year left with a lease with us, and they just want to continue out that year, and then they want to renew.
I see. Okay. So is the equipment you're talking about, is that for your store or is it this is just inventory?
Both.
Okay. How much is it for inventory and how much is it for equipment for your own store?
I would say probably 80% of it would be inventory.
Okay.
And 20% would be for the showroom floor.
Okay. Okay. For his own store. Okay. So since 80% of the 80% of this for inventory is basically because when we do equipment financing, we put it under your name, or your company's name, and then basically you're financing the piece as if you're using it for your own business purposes. But it sounds like, you know, most of it is just for your customers. You're selling it to the customer, and they're financing it from you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the 80% would actually fall under the capital side, since it's inventory. Unless you're looking to purchase it under your business's name and you're reselling it, you know, later on in a year or two.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking to do. Because whenever even if we put it on the showroom floor, then it's going to go to a customer, you know, at some point.
Okay.
It's constantly moving, you know.
Okay.
It's a moving target.
Oh, I see. Okay. So is it okay if, because when we do equipment financing, the word is slipping my mind. But basically, you'll be responsible for the piece of equipment, even though, you know, eventually it's going to be your customer's equipment.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we would need to carry insurance on it and things of that sort. Is that what you mean?
No insurance. But basically, it's like a traditional loan, kind of like a car loan. So we're going to put it under your business's name, and you'll be financing it. And then eventually, when you do sell it in a year or two, then you would have to pay us back in full for the remainder of the loan. And then you can do whatever it is that you want to do with it.
Okay.
Okay. And then what is the name of the vendor you're purchasing the equipment from?
RICOH, USA, RICOH.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how many pieces are you purchasing?
Well, you can just say each one's an average of 10,000 per, with accessories and everything added onto them.
I see, okay.
So 10, I'll say 10.
Okay, yeah, about 10. Okay. And is this the same vendor you've been purchasing all of your equipment from?
Yes.
Okay. And then in the past, did you finance the equipment, or did you guys pay cash?
Both.
Both. Okay. Did you use their in-house financing?
No, we used our bank.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business real quick. I have what's the DBA name?
Bennett Office Equipment.
Bennett Office.
BENNETT.
Okay. And are you guys a C Corp or S Corp?
S Corp.
S Corp, okay. And how long have you guys been in business for?
The business has been in existence since 1988. We have owned it since 2010.
Oh, okay. So you purchased the business in 2010.
We purchased it from the previous owner.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool. Okay. And I have the address here at 705 Southwest B Avenue.
You got it.
Okay. Okay, and then are you and, was it Melvin, 50% owner?
No, there's actually a third owner that is not really involved in the day-to-day.
I see. They're kind of like an investor.
So it's 33.33 for each.
Okay. Okay. What's the name of the third owner?
George, George Camacho, Camacho.
Okay.
And would we need to get him involved?
We would just need him to fill out an application too, since he's part owner. For equipment, we need 100% ownership for the application. If it's capital, we only need like one or two, it's fine. But since we're doing equipment, we'll need him to just fill it out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then what was your gross annual sales like last year?
Hold on, let me look at a financial statement here.
Okay.
Gross sales were $1.6
million. Okay. And how's this year tracking for you guys?
What's that now?
How's this year looking for you guys?
It's looking like it. We may be around 1.8.
Oh, very nice.
If we get, you know, get the funding and we're moving things the way it looks like we should.
Okay.
Everything goes as planned.
Yeah. Okay. And then also you were mentioning that you wanted some capital. How much additional capital were you looking for?
I think we should just focus on the equipment right now.
Okay, so just focus on the equipment slide first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and then do you guys have any other loans out currently?
We have, it's all in our financials. You can see everything in our financials. But we have, we just have the one to our bank.
One through the bank, okay.
Mm-hmm, it'll be done in a year.
Okay. Is that like a piece of equipment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's actually leases.
A lease?
Mm-hmm. It's equipment that we leased to customers, but we financed it through the bank.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so kind of like the same thing what you're looking to do right now, too, with
right.
us.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And have you looked anywhere else for financing currently?
No.
Okay. Okay. And do you have, like, a deadline you're looking to, like, for example, buying from your the vendor? Is there, like, a deadline? Do you have to purchase all of these by?
One of the, yes, because one of the customers we're looking at is wanting to settle this out within the next few weeks.
Okay.
So I would say really under 30 days, but if we could
under 30 days.
Keep it around, if we could keep it around 30 days, that would... would help too.
Would work. Okay. Yeah. I mean, usually once we get all the documents in that we need for the application, we can get you an approval in like a day or two. And then
okay.
the funding and all that, depending on the vendor, you know, it could go up to a week or something like that. But, you know, the fastest I've seen is application in and funding in like 3 days. That's if everything goes as planned.
Okay. So does that mean you would send the funds to Rico?
Yeah, so if
our manufacturer?
Yeah, yes. Well, we have a couple options depending on, you know, your specific file, but we have usually what we do is we pre-fund the vendor and then they deliver the, you know, the equipment to you guys and then you just finance it through us. I've seen instances where we fund the you guys, the business owner, and then you guys pay the vendor. So it's you know, I'm not too sure which one's going to be for you guys yet, but which one do you prefer?
Well, we would prefer for it to come to us, and then we could pay the vendor as we order it.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
If they get a large payment up front, and we haven't even placed the order yet, they're going to be like, what's this for?
Oh, I see, I see.
It wouldn't
okay.
make any sense.
Mm-hmm, I see, okay.
Until we place the orders. And we don't
yeah.
place them. Until it's a done deal signed and everything from the customer.
I see, okay. So how much do you need immediately? You have that one piece that's coming up in a week, right?
We would need I think we would need about 20,000 immediately.
Okay.
And is it something to where, you know, you think it would take longer than 30 days to get this?
No, it would most definitely take less than 30 days. But the only reason why I'm asking, you know, what you need immediately is just because if we fund you, let's just say, for example, the full $100K right now, you'd be paying interest on the full amount. You know, it's going to be more expensive for you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, see what's going to be the best way we can approach, you know, what your business needs are. Because it sounds like, you know, you're going to be doing this in increments of maybe two or three at a time.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so let's see here. So basically you need probably like one or two pieces immediately with the vendor. And then when are the other ones the other pieces that you're looking to purchase, when are you actually purchasing those?
That's the unknown. I don't know. That's why we want to have a longer term to pay back, but we'd like to just get it all up front if we could.
Sure. I mean, yeah, it's whatever you want
to
do.
Even though it is a higher, we'd like to start paying interest on it immediately. You know, at least it'll be going. Do you guys have any kind of a prepayment penalty?
No, we don't have any prepayment penalties.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, since it sounds like...
We'd like for it to be there. Mm-hmm. So that we can just place the order and it's seamless, and then, you know, we don't have to go back to you guys for anything else.
Yeah.
Make the payment every month.
Okay, sure. You know, whatever it is that you you prefer. But the only thing is, since you're not placing all the orders at one time, we most likely would only be able to do the traditional equipment financing for the $20K for the two pieces you're looking to purchase within the next 30 days. And then I can get the rest as a regular working capital for you guys. So you can just sit in your account. But it would be split up in that way, though.
If that's the requirement, we can go ahead and place it all. What time frame do we have to place all the orders then? For us to get the amount that we're talking about.
Yeah.
What's the time frame that we would have to place those orders in? Like, what do we have to give to you to prove that we placed them or whatever?
The only thing I would need is just like a quote or invoice from them where they just quote you, you know, 10 pieces at $10K each, total is this, and that's the only thing we need. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that.
Okay, cool. Okay. Perfect. So I got all the information I need from you. So what I'll do is I can send over the application. What's your email?
It's mfunk, F-U-N-K.
Uh-huh.
It's mfunk@bennettofficeequip.com.
Okay. So it's Bennett office, equip, EQUIP.com.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Okay, perfect. I'll send that over to you. And then it's just a one-page application. I just need 4 most recent months of bank statement. So from, I think it's February, March, April, May. Nope, sorry. March, April, May, June bank statement. And then the most recent tax return. And then I'll just need that quote or invoice from the vendor you're looking to purchase the equipment from.
And then you said how many tax returns?
Just the most recent. So if you have if you have 2014s, that's fine. As long as you have an extension on 2015. If you have 2015, just send 2015s.
Yeah, we have 2015.
Okay, perfect. That's all I really need. And do you know how long it usually takes for your vendor to write up a invoice for you?
No, I don't. We've never had anybody request that before. So, but I can get it.
Okay.
It'll probably take a week or so.
Oh, I see. Okay. No problem. What you can do is you can start sending me to expedite everything. You can just start sending me the other things I need for the application. I can start working on that part of it, compiling all the data and everything like that. And then once you get the invoice, then you can send it over to me.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. All
right.
Any other questions for me? Nope. All right. So I'll send it over to you, and you should be seeing it soon.
Okay.
And then I'll have also my direct line in the email, so you can just give me a call anytime if you have any questions.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Good talking to you.
All right. You too.
You too. Bye-bye.